SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. What should have been a 5-minute procedural vote on President Trump's big, beautiful bill has stretched for more than 90 minutes with no clear end in sight due to firm opposition from some corners of the GOP. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
House Republican leaders are working furiously to pass the sweeping reconciliation bill before their stated July 4th deadline, but persistent delays threaten to put that goal out of reach. A group of GOP deficit hawks have been meeting off the House floor since returning from their meeting at the White House. An hour into the vote, Republicans were told to head back to their offices and sit tight while more meetings occur. In addition to intra-party defections, Republicans have also been plagued by weather-related tardiness and absences from their members. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
A federal judge has thrown one of President Trump's key immigration plans into doubt, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
U.S. District Judge Randolph Moss in Washington ruled that the Trump executive order suspending asylum across the southern border was unlawful. But he put the ruling on hold for 2 weeks to give the government time to appeal. In January, Donald Trump declared an invasion of America. However, the judge wrote that neither the Constitution nor immigration law gives the president the authority to repatriate or remove individuals from the U.S. without an opportunity to apply for asylum. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities say 7 people are missing following an explosion at a fireworks warehouse in rural Northern California that caused a massive fire. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection said Wednesday that emergency crews and investigators are working with the property's owner and monitoring the area using drones to find the individuals. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 10 points, the Nasdaq rose 190. This is SRN News. A new study examines pastors and counseling.
The Lifeway research report can be boiled down to this. America's Protestant clergymen have less training in how to counsel individuals, but at the same time are less willing to refer those people to professionals outside the church. All this at a time when more parishioners seem to want counseling. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, "We're seeing a decline in pastors developing their counseling skills and having lay counseling ministries." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Zoran Mamdani, an outspoken critic of Israel, is the expected Democratic nominee for mayor in America's most Jewish city, and that's raising alarms among some in New York's Jewish community. They're worried about rising anti-Semitism and their waning political influence in the Big Apple. Mamdani has declined to support the right of Israel to exist as a Jewish state and refused to announce the term global intifada. This is SRN News. President Trump says a new Gaza ceasefire deal is on the table. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Israel carried out more deadly airstrikes in Gaza Tuesday, but by evening, President Trump announced Israel had agreed on terms for a 60-day ceasefire. Trump has stepped up pressure on Israel and Hamas for a ceasefire hostage release deal and ultimately an end to the war in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is due at the White House for talks on Monday, and Trump urged Hamas to accept the latest deal because he says it will not get better, writing in all caps, it will only get worse. Ben Thomas, Washington.
American contractors guarding aid distribution sites in Gaza are using live ammunition and stun grenades as hungry Palestinians scramble for food, that according to accounts and videos. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.